This is a previously recorded episode.
This show is broadcasting live from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. For more information about the show or our network, please visit www.podcastdetroit.com.
Everybody, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Oh my goodness, we are single.
Episode 5.
What up, 5? What up, Cinco?
I know, right? I'm so excited. Stacey, how you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty great. You look so cute. I know you guys can't see it, but we'll post a picture.
Don't worry.
She's wearing this really pretty peach dress.
Yes, it really compliments my skin tone. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm not even going to lie. It's a good thing I don't lie because I'm the worst liar in the world. Relationships have ended because I could not lie.
No.
Oh, God. No, I do like you, some of your attributes.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, I mean, your car's nice.
I was going to say, I like that you own a car.
You're not a scrub.
Right?
No, I don't want no scrub.
Scrub is the kind of kink it known up from me.
All right. Well, we're going to do some fun facts.
Oh, hi, fun facts.
You know,
facts.
We just want people to know about us and get to know us.
Yes.
So, Stacey, where'd you go to college?
Oh, wow. I'm not going to tell you.
When?
Exactly.
It wasn't that long ago.
That's true. I went to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Yeah, it's so funny because when I look back on it, like when I was thinking about what school to go to, I was just like, I know the least amount of people from high school going to this one. So that's why I picked this one. Because my dad was just like, but you got more scholarship money at the other places. So I'm just like, I don't care. I'm going to this one.
The school I went to only had 3 people from high school.
Nice.
Yeah.
Honestly, tell them where you went to college.
I went to college at Eastern Michigan University in Ypsilanti.
I promise, if I would have known more about Eastern, I probably would have gotten
Eastern. It was a great school.
It really was. People sleep on Eastern.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eastern.
Eastern.
What up, Eastern? What up, Michigan? But don't get it wrong. Like, my degree from Michigan, I totally appreciate it. I worked hard for that.
She worked hard for that.
Yes.
No, I loved it. I was in the marching band for Eastern.
What up, marching band?
I got to keep it going. I wasn't going to do marching band. And then this guy, Gino, showed up at our orientation and was like, you get to move in 2 weeks early and we pay back the credit hours that you have to pay to be in the marching band. And I was like, okay. So like 2 weeks in, everybody's all like chaotic and all this stuff. And I'm like, can you guys move? I need to take my laundry down.
Thanks. That's awesome.
It was so good.
Now, when I was at U of M, I worked at one of the cafeterias.
So nice.
Then when I became whatever, like, the student manager role is, they had a handful of us. You had to do this orientation, like, before school started. So I called it freshman remix because, again, I was the goody two-shoes. I did not drink until I was 21 years old. I was always the designated driver or designated walker because you would walk to a party. You wouldn't drive because you're on campus. So then we were, gosh, we were 21, yeah, the summer prior to senior year. So it's just like and they put us in the dorms. Like, we all have apartments, like we're paying rent, but they're just like, no, it's a weekend thing and you guys
just have to be in the dorm.
Right. So it was freshman remix because I was never a crazy party kid. So we just bought like cases of beer, like Keystone Light, like, let's do this. And we're just playing like beer pong until like 3 in the morning. We're like, you guys, we have to be up for orientation. It's at 8:30. We gotta eat first. It was amazing. It was amazing.
That's
and that was
awesome.
The last student loan that I took out because there was a fallout with roommates. So I had like this extra spare money because I didn't have like an extra $400 a month to cover this person that decided they just weren't going to pay rent. So
How nice of them.
Rent. God bless them. Jesus saves because I wouldn't have saved them. Anyway, so I'm better now. I'm saved now. But So I took out my final Sally Mae loan, and so I had like this like pocketed like $5,000. But I was just like, okay, like this is for rent because that was the smallest amount you could take out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, this is for rent. However, I have $5,000. $5. Like, for the freshman remix week, like, we just bought snacks on snacks on snacks. Like, they all had, like, cans of Natty Light. I had 40s. Like, I'm grown.
We didn't plan it either, but Stacey and I have known each other since we were 12.
Oh.
And she went to U of M and I went to Eastern. And there's actually, those colleges are on the same road, just 15 minutes apart.
Yep.
And so we decided, we were like, well, we need to take advantage of the bus transit system.
What up, transit?
It was super fun. And I'm so glad. And then Stacey ended up moving into an apartment that was like right by my college.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ann Arbor's expensive.
Let me tell you, my first apartment, it was a duplex, and that was my first encounter with mice. And I flipped lid. Like, oh, because I remember, because we would, shout out to my old roommate. We used to bake cakes because I told you I love cake. So we were baking a cake, and it was the moist yellow delicious with the dark chocolate frosting.
With Duncan Hines?
Yeah, girl. Yeah. Get that box. So so we made it, and so I already had two slices. I'm like, that was some really good cake. I'm going to eat some more. So then I went back. I heard this little, like, squeak in the background. I turn around. I just see this rodent, and I just jump on a chair. I'm like, oh my gosh! So then my two roommates come running out. They're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm pointing in the corner, like, there's a mouse. And they all, both of them turn and they're just like, oh, it's so cute. Blah, blah, blah. I call my mom. I'm like, see, this is what's wrong with white folks. They're friends with rodents. I was so livid in that moment. I'm like, why would they just stay onto a rodent?
What, you think you're Cinderella?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's
they're not going to
make you a dress.
It was exactly what happened. I'm like, Mom, I can't take this no more. I want a nicer apartment. So then I ended up moving senior year. I was in Ypsilanti on Eastern's campus because they had this place that was
Peninsular
where you live.
Place.
Yep. It was only
Peninsular
like,
place.
What a Peninsular place. There were only like two, three.
It was
not even.
It was share your own bedroom. You each got your own bathroom.
Yeah,
it was however many rooms were in the place.
I felt so fancy,
and it was furnished.
Yes,
and it was so much cheaper than Ann Arbor.
Yeah,
it was expensive for Eastern. But it was so cheap for Ann Arbor.
Yep.
And it was nice.
I commuted, and it felt good.
Well, I mean, I my job was at Champion House, which was on 4th and Liberty in Ann Arbor. It's not there anymore, but it was a half Chinese food, half Japanese hibachi.
Ooh.
And, you know, I bless everybody's heart. I love them so much. They're all from, you know, Asia, you know, Vietnam and China and all that stuff. And they're just the nicest people. But bless their hearts, they can't say my name.
So
everybody calls me Sheshy. And because that's just what they said. So I got used to it. I answer it. My friends from college, they call me Sheshy, and I still answer to it to this day. So the... but it was hard because in Chinese, thank you is she she. So I would like completely ignore my boss because he'd be saying like, sheshi, sheshi. And I'm like, oh no, he's just saying thank you a lot to somebody.
Because I'm like the best employee here. You're welcome.
Oh, I was terrible. I was the worst waitress.
No.
Oh, so, you know, everybody, I give so much props to the people who are waitresses and are good at it because I'm not.
What up, waitresses?
I'm not at all.
yes. It's so funny you said, was it sheshi?
Sheshy.
When I was watching my friend's baby girl, I was watching her, and she would watch the whatever, like, baby TV thing, and there's this thing called the Sheshy Buys. I can't stand that show.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, don't watch it. I can't stand it. But it's the Sheshy Buys. It's crazy because it's like you have these, like, puppeted, like, weird creatures or whatever, but then you have, like, humans in there. It's like, why are there humans and Sheshy Buys? Like, isn't this a Sheshy Buy planet? It makes me so mad. And the one guy, like, he sings and he's, like, in every scene. I'm like, no, listen, no. Like, there's only one Tyler Perry, sir, and you are not it. Like, it gets
Eddie Murphy did that, too.
And where is he now? Where is he now? Just saying. Everyone knows his, like, wives or his, like, the ladies he's been with more than him. Great comedian. Nothing against
him.
No,
absolutely.
But it's just, watch where you plant your seed.
But yeah, so U of M and EMU in the house.
What up? Michigan colleges. It looks good.
So we are going to talk a little bit about our sponsor for the show today.
Oh my goodness, we have a sponsor.
We do.
I bet you $5 I know them. It's thriving. Listen, thriving is just amazing. And once again, we just have to say thank you to all the listeners.
Absolutely.
You guys have been benefiting so much from them, which is why they keep sponsoring us. And that is phenomenal. So we just want to say thank you so much. So support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial, where finances connect for good. Thrivent helps its members be wise with money and live generously. More than 2.3 million people count on Thrivent to help them protect their families and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and work. To learn more about what makes Thrivent unique, contact Don Lyon or Pat Klenner at 586-773-7596. Once again, Thrivent Financial.
They are great.
They really are.
They come to your house.
Yeah.
They, you know, I mean, you can go to their office if you need to, but they'll come to you.
They're
and
so good.
They make it very easy and really accessible. They gave me this flow chart. They give Stacey one too, right?
So yes.
Where they break down like your student loans and all this stuff, all the debts and general bills that you're living in. You really figure out where your money is going without it becoming this just, because right now, beforehand, it's like, I don't know, I owe a lot of people money.
Exactly. People keep calling me. I don't want to answer.
I mean, I pay them, but whatever.
It's kind of like my, oh, never mind. I was going to say it's like my dating life, but I don't pay anyone to call me. All right? Listen.
Yeah, we don't pay anybody.
Okay.
Let's be real.
Okay. You can't claim that on your taxes. I'm just saying. So.
But yeah, no, they made it, like, actually, they just approached me about, I have a lot of individual student loans, mm-hmm. and therefore, because you have a lot of individual ones,
what
you pay a lot of money monthly.
That's the truth.
It is
what
hard.
What up, interest? I don't like you.
I'm telling you. And so they actually said that I have just been approved to consolidate my student loans.
Woo!
So they're going to help me figure that out, which means
consolidate
it's
going
to go from 5 payments a month to 1.
What? Yes.
It's going to be amazing. Thank
Jesus
you, Thrivent Financial.
Yes.
So
shout
much.
Out to Thrivent. Yes, I told you I'm a bad liar. So the fact that I'm saying such good things about Thrivent, like, that's genuine. I just want to throw that out there.
Hey, Stacey, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for the fake name letter of the day.
Oh, alrighty. Why don't you draw?
I'm so excited.
Do it. That's your future.
All right. The fake name letter of the day is R.
Ooh. You better do it. Yeah.
Give me some examples, Stacey.
Oh, examples of R would be Rochelle, Rihanna,
ooh.
Raphael,
ooh.
Rafiki.
Rafiki.
He's an animal.
Rafiki.
Oh, this is such a good one.
I like it. I'm excited.
Yes. So when we tell stories, the fake name letter of the day is to save
the shade.
So that way we're not outing anyone for their terrible behavior.
Or choices.
Just saying.
Mind you, sometimes it's on me. And then I'll own up to it if
and
it's on me.
And it's on me as well. You
but
know.
When it's on them, we don't want people to be like,
right.
You said it was me. You said my name.
Right. Pulling it down. On us when she came out with whatever song, and she's like, I'm gonna sue you because this song's about me. I didn't say your name. Nobody know you. Like,
nobody knew until you started throwing a fit.
Just saying. Now they know you as a baby.
So we're gonna switch things up just a teeny bit.
Ooh,
normally I tell a story
exciting.
And then we have a guest tell a story, but we have a phone-in guest today.
Oh,
so yeah. So we are really, really excited, and she's gonna call in a couple minutes. So I don't want to like start a story and then wait and then go through.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Side note, one of the names that I thought of with an R, Robin. Remember?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Show me love.
Ooh, yeah.
Show me love.
Show me love,
baby. Show me what it's all about. Yes, I forgot about Robin.
I had that CD.
No way.
I think I still have that CD.
Oh, she was good. Oh, and then you saw her with that cute.
Always been told that I got too much to find.
Yes, and then you saw that cute blonde pixie.
To have you by my side. Yeah, you started that, Stacey.
Yeah. Oh, I should listen. Yes, yes. Thank you for finishing it.
Our guest is going to be like, "Why haven't they answered the phone yet?"
Right?
No, she hasn't called yet. I promise. She's coming though.
She's coming.
So, fake name letter of the day is covered.
Yes,
it's R.
There's also Guy Robin. That makes me think of Robin Williams, though. Rest in heaven.
Or who were we just talking about?
Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke.
Yes.
Oh. I don't like it. I love it, love
listen,
it, love
this
it.
Lyric was on Uh-oh. Her Coke can. And I'm like, what lyric is that? And she's just like, damn, I'm pretty sure it's... I don't know. And then she looked it up, and I'm just like, I've never heard of that song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, but then I live under a rock, so. Ha! Rock!
Is it nice? Is it nice there? Do you have a best friend who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants! No, he doesn't. His name doesn't start with an R.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I guess they're all SpongeBob, Squidworth, Patrick. I know. Wait, listen. My friend's kids. I don't want to talk about it.
Way too much knowledge on the SpongeBob script.
It's like I had hot dogs over the weekend. I started singing from Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. And my friend's like, you don't have kids. What's your excuse? I'm like, I spend time.
A lot of time with my friends.
Right.
And they have children.
Right.
And, yeah.
Just saying. It's hot out here. Hi. So
Jess is in studio right now. She's playing double duty right now.
She's the beautiful, talented sound engineer.
Jumping between shows.
You're too sweet.
You're so pretty.
You're so pretty. Aww. And your shoes match her dress. I think you guys look adorable. I can just eat you up.
I'm delicious.
I'm toast.
And we've got a caller.
We're so excited. Hello.
Hi.
Hey. We're so excited. You're our first phone call guest.
Yay.
We're here with Tara. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. Yay. So this is Tara. We're so happy you're here. And that's Stacy.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
So tell me. Are you single right now?
So I actually just started seeing somebody.
Ooh,
yes, and so far so good. He seems like a normal one.
Oh, good. Oh my God.
You better praise him. Yes. What up?
They're out there.
Give us hope, Tara.
All right. So what's your fake name going to be? What's this date that you've been on before? Because it's not the guy you're dating right now, obviously.
No, it's not the guy I'm dating right now.
Right. So tell me, what's your fake name for the day?
Rico.
Rico. Suave. Yeah. Or maybe not so suave.
Rico.
All right.
Was not so suave.
Tell us what happened.
Okay. So it was a summer date. We met online. Mm-hmm. Plenty of fish.
Nice.
Things
seemed fine, you know, conversing back and forth.
That's good.
So the night of our date, I actually was by the pool earlier that day, so I got sunburned. So kind of running behind.
Ooh.
Yeah, trying to, like, cover up my redness, whatever. So I was, like, in communication with him. I didn't want to be rude. I kept telling him, hey, I'm going to be a little late, you know. So I was out, like, maybe 30 to 40 minutes late. And okay. I was apologetic when I got there.
Nice.
And you told him beforehand.
Yeah, I was really trying to be nice, really trying to make effort. So we get to a restaurant. I picked it. It's about half an hour from my place, a half an hour from his place.
That's very
nice.
You know, I was trying to be, you know, courteous of, you know, his driving and my driving.
Yeah.
So we, so I get there, you know, he looks the same as his pictures, whatever.
Yes!
That's such a win!
This sounds like a great date thus far, I'm not going to lie.
Good job, Rico.
Great.
Woo! All right, what happened? Break it down.
So he starts off by, he just kind of like balls up, wads up his napkin, and throws it at me.
No.
And I was like, did you just do that? And he said, you're late. And I said,
oh, well.
Yeah, and I said, I know, I thought we already established this. Like, I really apologize. He said, okay, well, you have to do a shot with me for being late.
Oh, my. Oh dear.
Like, so, okay, you're
you know,
buying.
I like to have a cocktail or two, so I
right.
take a shot with him, you know.
Did he pick it, or did you get to pick?
Okay, at the beginning of the day.
Did he pick it, or did you get to pick?
Maybe we can just relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, had the shot. Well, throughout dinner, conversations are sometimes just kind of awkward, asking me a little too personal questions.
Uh-oh.
You know, things about, like, the bedroom.
Ooh. What? No!
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Okay, yeah. So what kind, like, how explicit are we talking?
PG-13.
Yes, just right.
I mean, what'd you say?
I said, how explicit was he going? Was it like, you know, shut your mouth, there are children here, or like, oh dear Lord, I'm kind of
I'm
lady.
He was just like asking me questions about like how I liked it.
Oh, no,
see,
no,
well, that's not
yes.
good.
Unacceptable.
And I just started turning red. I was like, I am so comfortable talking about this kind of
You're
stuff.
Like, I am
and
a
I'm
nutty
not even joking.
On the street.
Every single time I get like halfway done with my drink, he's told the waitress, like, she'll have another.
No.
And then I was like, you know, I can speak for myself. Thank you. And I said, you know, I have to drive.
You are an independent woman.
So at
this
point, I'm literally like just kind of texting my girlfriend. She lives close by. I said, hey, on a date, I got a little drunk. I'm going to stay at your place. Is that okay?
Yeah.
She said, cool, no problem.
Great.
So at the end of the day, I was like, you know, thank you. You know, he paid for the tab. He was a gentleman.
Well,
that
that's
part.
At least you could do since he ordered all of them.
Yeah. I know, right? So he walks me out to my car. Well, there just so happened to be a Red Roof Inn, like, you could see it. It was down the street. He
okay.
goes,
ooh, starts with an R.
So, I'll pay for the room. If you want to continue the date.
No! In what world would that ever work?
First of all, no. Second of all, do I look like a girl that wants to go sleep at a Red Roof Inn?
Right, listen. You better make it a Four Seasons.
Look, I'm a Holiday Inn
at the very least.
Right? Is there a continental breakfast?
A lot of sleeping.
Oh my god. Okay,
that's
so
insane.
A few questions.
Okay, describe this guy for us. What did he look like?
Okay, so he was I'm short. I'm 5'3", so he was definitely significantly taller than me. We'll say 6 foot.
Ooh.
Okay.
He's looking, and he was a pharmacist.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, he was intelligent. You know, he had an education.
Just
and
way
I knew all these things going in there, you know?
Yeah.
Just be honest, you don't really want to go on a date
right.
with a guy that doesn't have his stuff together.
Just
so
saying.
I really had really
preach.
Good hopes going into this date.
Seriously, I mean, that sounds like a high hope state. Like, I would have gone into that thinking there was serious potential. And then, you know, Red Roof Inn, bow chicka bow bow.
That's awful. What did you ask beforehand, Chels?
Did he just order the shots or did he ask you what you wanted?
And so he did ask me if tequila was okay.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, see, I like tequila.
See, he was on a mission. Listen, he was on a mission. Like,
there's a reason.
He was totally on a mission.
Yeah, there's a reason I don't drink tequila on dates, and it's because I like tequila.
Me too. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm down to have tequila, you know, when I'm having a good time. But when you're just starting to get to know somebody, what kind of person does that say I am, you know?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's none of that's good.
Just saying.
No.
My other question was, when he threw the napkin at you, was it unused or used?
So it didn't have, like, food on it or anything? No, it was a fresh, like, napkin. But it was a paper napkin.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, hit his shoulder, and I looked at him, and I said, really? And I'm a pretty nice person, and I can kind of tolerate a lot.
Yeah.
But really, you know, he was like 30, and at the time, I was probably like 27. So we were grown adults.
Yeah. You're grown up. I could understand maybe if it was like the paper straw wrapper, and he like was like, I'm going to get ya.
I mean,
and like that's at least playful, but like, I'm going to throw this napkin at you.
I don't know. I don't completely fault him for throwing the napkin. I just think he was trying to be playful. Like, I would let that pass, but the whole, like, you know, she'll drink. I'd be like, listen, bro.
You owe me a shot and another shot and another shot.
Like,
you were straight up tipsy by the end of the year.
Like,
only 5'3".
This is just going to be easy. Get me drunk. Kick me to a Red Roof Inn. You know?
That's like, awful. I wonder if he's a sex offender.
Let's just be glad that he didn't take advantage of his pharmacist abilities.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, he could be
I know, right?
Great.
And, you know what? Here's the thing. Is like, we went our separate ways. It's like, you know, thank you, whatever.
Right.
Didn't really say much.
Did he try to kiss you?
I got a text from him maybe a week or so later, and I'm pretty sure he was drunk because he was... Yeah, he was telling me things that he was shooting out with me at the Red Roof Inn.
No! That's disgusting.
See, now this is my problem, is that there are girls out there that, like, engage with these guys, and then guys think that all girls are okay with that stuff. And
exactly.
And
that's
most
problem.
Of us aren't.
No.
And we all just need to be, as women, be like, no.
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 You see these legs? They stay closer. Good day.
Well, and even like, even
exactly.
If you want to do your thing, do your thing. But like, don't be talking to every girl you meet thinking that that's going to happen.
Right.
Let us be the one who decides that. Don't be peer pressuring us into some. And if you're going to peer pressure me with a better hotel. hotel than the Red Roof Inn.
Right.
I did not hear Hyatt.
Nope.
La Quinta.
Oh, my goodness. Remember this one time I was working retail, and this girl, she went to, like, pay for something, and so she damaged something. I was like, are you going to pay for that, too? She's like, oh, you're making me pay for it? I'm just like, well, I mean, you damaged it. So then she gave me her credit card. And then I was just like, oh, I need to see your ID. She's like, why do you need to see my ID? And her name was La Quinta. I'm like, oh, clearly I know where you were conceived. No. Didn't mean to say that out loud. It was bad. It was bad. I wasn't saved yet. It was bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. There's actually crazy chicks out there, too. Like, I have some guy friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that, like, the guy that I'm dating now, yes, I did meet him online. He went on a date with a girl. And the next day, she texted him telling him that her brother is in trouble. And he's a really nice guy. He said, oh, can I help? And she said, yeah, can I have $5,000?
No!
That's insane!
Yeah.
No!
It was not that good of a date. This is not Pretty Woman.
Man.
Okay. And by the way, Pretty Woman had to earn that money.
Man!
And he is, like, really polite. And he said, no. She said, why? I'm good for it.
What? If you're
it's
good
for your brother.
This, you handle it. Like,
thank you. And so I know he had to spend $5,000. You better work that money. Did he use Thrivent Financial?
Thrivent Financial.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's absurd.
We both had crazy dating stories going into it. So we definitely shared that on our first date.
Oh,
we're
I
like,
bet.
Well, it can only get better from here.
Right? Yes. Here's to us being normal.
The bar's pretty low.
Right.
How are you going to keep
pretty normal.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry that happened.
Tara.
Oh,
man.
That's okay. Hey. Oh.
Hey, you got
a
good story out of it. Exactly.
Exactly.
And you got some tequila.
For free.
Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Anytime. I'm sure I have more, actually.
Oh, I love it.
That I haven't even... That's, thought of lately.
Yeah, right? Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Tara.
Yes, anytime. It was good chatting with you, girl.
You too.
Yeah,
you too.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Tara, thank you so much.
Yes, of course, Chelsea.
Yay. All right. We are going to move on. Actually, now I'm going to tell my story for the day.
You have a story?
I do.
Okay, awesome.
Oh.
And Tara, if you want to hang on and you can comment too, you totally can.
Or if you need to go.
If you need to go.
Do you mind?
No, you
better
can.
Hang out.
Hang out, man. All right.
Side note, I keep thinking of the Jimmy Fallon sketch with Al. And he's like, my name is Tara. I keep thinking, Tara. Oh, my God, Gary.
It's just my stepdad, Gary. We love Jimmy
Fallon. This is why I'm single.
So this one's a little bit of a throwback.
Ooh.
I was living in San Diego at this point.
St. Diego.
Love San Diego.
San Diego's beautiful. So this guy, I had just moved there, and I had joined on a paid dating site with an old man as the sponsor and his little daughter, eHarmony.
Oh, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's the old guy. And he's and his daughter, his granddaughter's like,
my grandpa makes the best dating site ever. You said, I'm just like, what kind of underground dating site is this? Like, this is awful. Is he on dialysis?
I had made the decision. I had made the decision that I was going to go out there and I wasn't going to, it was a new place. I was going to meet new people. I wasn't going to hold back. Like, so I met this guy, and his name was Rasheed.
What? Not.
Ooh, Rasheed.
Right?
Oh.
And Rasheed was in his profile, said he was 5'8", said that he was a computer programmer, and he calls me, and he has a very thick accent.
Okay.
It's kind of hard for me to understand him over the phone, and my instinct is to be like, I can't understand you. I should probably not go on this date. But I'm like, no. I'm in a new place. I'm going to meet this guy. I like it. Well, then he tells me, he's like, we're going to go to this place called La Jolla Cove, which, if you've ever been to San Diego, it is literally the most beautiful place ever. It's just... ocean and sunset. It's just
La Jolla and Cove.
Right?
It's just beautiful. So he tells me that there's this really nice restaurant, so I need to dress up, and ooh, he's going to take me out to eat. And I'm like, oh, he's going to feed me.
Talk about it. Okay, Rashid.
So I wear these, like, gray slacks and these little navy blue peep toe heels.
Ooh.
And then this sparkly shirt, and I do my hair, and I, because of the time of the date, I actually had to get changed at work. And so everybody at work's like, oh my God, where are you going? I'm like, I got a date. So I get there, and the corner that we're supposed to meet, there's somebody there, but it doesn't look anything like Rashid.
Oh no, Rashid.
Oh no.
Don't do this.
So first off, he told me to dress nice because we're going to this really nice restaurant. This man who's standing in front of me is wearing cargo shorts.
Come on.
Sandals.
Stop.
Socks.
No way.
And then a black t-shirt with a hole in the shoulder. And I walk up to him and I'm like, Rashid? And he's like,
no.
He's like, yeah, Chelsea? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, wow, you're overdressed. And I was like, yeah, you told me to dress up because we're going to a nice restaurant. By the way, I did not eat dinner because we were going to a nice restaurant. I'm going to enjoy
just
that.
Saying, I'm hangry now.
I am not one of those girls who's going to go eat before a date.
No.
I'm going to eat.
I'm going to have my steak and my garlic mashed potatoes.
I was just
going
to say that, yeah.
So he sits there and goes, oh, yeah, no, I changed the plan. And I'm like, you couldn't have told me?
Really?
And he's like, no. And he's like, do you have, like, a change of shoes or something? Well, the pants I was wearing were hemmed for heels. So I'm not going to mess up my pants
right
by switching to flats.
You better get your stuff hemmed. I see.
No. And so then he takes me to this, like, there's Starbucks in California, obviously, but there's not as many as you think there are, like, everywhere else. Mm. There's a lot of, like, we don't sell coffee, but we're a coffee place. And so you get in there, and it's like, I'll have, like, a ginger root raspberry tea pressed mint leaf. And
wow.
And you're just like, so we go in there, and I get this weird drink, and I'm drinking it, and he decides we're going to walk the Cove. The Cove total walk is 3 miles. We're probably like a half a mile into it where we parked. He goes, oh, yeah, we're going to go all the way to the other end. So we're walking on what is cement technically, but all the sand from the beach has kicked up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all pushing into my shoes.
In your heels.
In my peep toe heels.
In your peep toes.
And I have already got blisters. And we're walking. And the whole time we're walking, he is like interrogating me about previous relationships.
Why do people do
this? He's like, what was your longest relationship?
Oh my God, yeah. It's so off limits.
He's like, what was your longest relationship? Why do you think it ended? Do you think you were planning on marrying them? And do you think, and I'm just like, and because I'm too nice, I'm just answering.
Right.
And I'm like, I guess I think it ended because, and I'm like, I don't even think I've had this conversation with myself.
Right? Like, right. You're like crying. Like, right. I never knew that.
Right. I never worked this out for myself.
I need a dish out.
Why am I working this out for you? So I'm just, and then on top of that, I'm hungry. So we're walking and there's no restaurants in sight. It's just, and then I see this, like, what looks to appear to be like a hot dog stand. And I swear I could have never been happier for food in that moment. I was just like, oh my God, a hot dog. And he goes, oh no, we're not eating that. And just keeps walking. And I'm like,
But you promised.
But I want to eat that. Like,
I need something.
So I'm just annoyed and so tired. My little non-filling at all drink is gone. And I've chewed all the ice.
Oh, my God.
We finally get to the edge of the Cove, and there's this rickety set of stairs onto rocks. And I'm like, and he goes, we're going to go down here. And I'm just like, you are freaking kidding me. So then he doesn't even go first to, like, help me down. He lets me go first. I didn't fall or anything. There was a pretty big gap between the rocks and the stairs. And then I turn to him, and he falls on his face.
Sorry, that's not nice. That's not nice.
And I was like, ha. So then we go, we sit down, and it's perfectly timed. The sun is starting to set, and I am not even kidding. It was so romantic. This man almost turned my opinion of him. I was just like, oh, my God.
Nature did that.
Yeah, it really was. It was just straight up nature.
God did that.
So I'm looking, and I'm just like, man, he knows, like, where to take a girl, because this is, like, flipping my opinion. And then, just to add to the romance, this married couple, they just got married that day. They come down onto the rocks to take take the pictures with the sunset and the ocean. And it's so beautiful. And this man next to me goes, oh, my God, that is so rude.
Why?
And I'm like, what? And he goes, they're blocking our view of the sunset. Excuse me. And I turned to him and I was like, you shut up.
Oh, my God.
You shut up right
so
now.
So rude.
And I looked at him. I was like, congratulations. Ignore him. Shut up.
Like, you're an idiot. This is why you're not married.
And
sir.
Then it was like, click, and I'm right. done. Well, then I'm done, and he knows I'm done because I have officially thrown out a little rude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, rude. We can go. So we start going back up to the thing. And mind you, we've still got a 2.5 mile walk back to our cars.
Oh, my God. He could have pulled the car up for you at that point.
You would
think. He could have walked back and pulled the car up for you.
You would think. So he sits there and he's like, no. Now, mind you, I had just opened this site. I was like 3 days into having this site when I went on the date with him. Mm-hmm. And we get back and he goes, you know, you're not really what I expected from your pictures. He goes, you're taller. And I'm like, well, I'm wearing heels because your profile said you were 5'8". Oh, by the way, he wasn't. He was 5'5".
Come on, not 5'5.5".
Why do men lie about that? Like, we're not going to figure it out once we first see you. Like, come on.
I don't get it.
What, do they hope we're lying too and that we'll just both lie together and be the same?
Oh, you're Thumbelina. We're perfect.
Right.
I'm 3 feet tall.
So he's
nothing
like,
wrong with being 3 feet tall.
He's like, you're you know, taller than I thought. And I'm like, well, I'm wearing heels. And then he goes, well, your face is a lot fatter than your picture.
Whoa.
No, he did not.
And I was like, yeah, we're done talking now. And
yeah.
And he's
whoa.
Like, and he goes, what? I'm just being honest. For your next date, you should know. You should probably change your picture. I'm like, that picture is brand new. And no, jeez. My face is not fatter than my picture.
Oh my God.
So we get back to the car, my car, and I never know how to end a bad date.
Yeah, no one does.
So I always go for the hug. I just go for the hug.
Like the nice side hug.
Yeah, like I'm going to hug you really quick, and then it's a good final bye.
Right.
And so I go for the hug, and I'm like, well, this was interesting. I give him a hug, and he goes, wow, a hug. Wasn't expecting that from the ice princess. And then he goes,
wow. Ooh, princess. Oh, just kidding. It's R. Why did I think it was R? Blasphemy. I got excited.
Yeah, like, he, like, had to throw in that extra little dig right at the end. It's like, come on, man.
That man, he has some holes in his soul.
Seriously,
that need
Rashid.
To be fixed. Dang it, Rashid. I'm so sad. I need to remember that when we do, like, the fake name letter of the day. Like, when we choose a name, we're like, oh, my gosh, I love this name, but then there's always a bad story afterwards, so I'm like, I hate this name.
Dang it, Rashid.
Right.
Epic fail on Rashid's
I am
part.
Telling you, I was so upset, and I was like, it was this beautiful place, and it is. I tell people all the time when they say they're going to San Diego, I'm like, go to La Jolla Cove. It's amazing.
Yes.
Mind you, I was totally that white chick in San Diego, and I lived right off of La Jolla Road, but I didn't know. I speak no Spanish, and I didn't know. I knew the J wasn't a J, so I knew it wasn't La Jolla, but I was walking around telling everybody, I'm like, oh, I live off of La Jolla Road. And they're all looking at me, and they're like, what road are you talking about, honey? And I'm like, La Jolla. It's like a main road, guys.
Right? Like,
and they're like, spell it for us, honey. And they're like, so I go, J-A-J-O-L-L-A. And they're like, that's La Jolla.
Oh, they did not give me a manual when I moved here.
Whoops. But yeah, bum, freaking crazy, right?
I don't understand, like, when you go on a bad date, if things, like, aren't going well, like, there's no connection, blah, 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 there's no reason to be mean about it.
No.
Like, can't you just be like, okay, this didn't work out?
You know what? There should be, like, a universal phrase that if somebody's just not feeling it, that everybody knows the phrase.
Instead of a safe word, a safe phrase.
Yeah, just a safe phrase. So you can just be like, oh my gosh, my chihuahua just got lost. And then you can be like, it's not a match. Bye.
Right.
I used to say it like parties.
Oh my God.
When I was talking to someone lame, I'd be like, I left my car outside. I'm going to go check on it.
They'd be like, no, yeah, right. Go ahead. Check on your car.
I'm gone.
What were you going to say, Tara?
That actually happened to my girlfriend, too. She's a dater, and she went on a date with a guy, and she thought everything was fine, and they got in his car to go to, like, another, like, restaurant for another drink, and he said, you know, I just want to tell you that I think you're really pretty, but if I could change one thing about you, I would totally give, I think you should get a nose job.
No! Shut up!
Yeah.
where you are physically here.
She was like, really? Okay.
Why would you say that to someone?
That's insane. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Like, okay, all right. Let me process this. So, okay, if I meet, like, some guy, super nice and all that stuff, and if he has, like, some characteristic that I just can't stand, like, maybe he has, like...
Bad teeth are my thing.
Right, but I mean, that can be fixed, but I don't... Why would you say it out loud, though?
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to be like, you're so really rude. Nice. Can you fix your teeth and call me?
Right, like... And I prefer Invisalign, because the wires, it's too much.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. All right. Well, Tara, I'm excited you're sticking around, because we're at our next point. We're going to talk about our
first impressions.
First impressions are the crazy messages that guys send me on the dating sites.
Oh,
so
crazy.
I have this. So we've got a few. I'm actually really excited to talk about a couple of these.
Ooh.
So this first one.
What's his name?
His name is Raja.
Raja.
Oh, Jasmine.
You know what's funny is I'm actually pretty sure that I've dated a Rashid and a Raj. So, yeah.
This day was made for you, Tara.
Yeah, she actually kind of hit home. Mm-hmm.
Yep. After the show, we're going to be like, no, those were their real names.
That's awesome. So he sends me this message, and it says, hello, no H. I just joined here. I like your profile.
Oh, thank you.
My name is Raja. How are you tonight? I came from Europe 17 years ago. Do you like accents? Winky face. Not really sure if that's a joke or not. And then immediately after, I love sarcasm.
Okay. What is that?
Awkward. Like, right off the bat.
Messaging Tourette's.
I don't get it.
I wanted to believe. I was like, well, maybe he's got like a really sexy like Italian accent, and he's just like,
right.
I came from Europe 17 years. That's not a sexy Italian accent. That's
just so we all know, Chelsea is not from Italy.
Chelsea,
I didn't know if you knew.
Not Italian at all.
That you learned today.
Okay, so that guy happened.
Did you respond to him?
No. He was, you know what, he was just a little bit, he was 42, and I know that's not that old, but it's too old for me.
That's fair. I have a 7-year bracket. You can be 2 years younger or 7 years older.
Ooh.
That is my bracket.
That's a good rule. That's usually my rule, too.
Yeah, the 2 years younger is for if I ever meet Michael B. Jordan.
Oh,
that
God!
Is just a delicious man. And I realized I was a little bit older than him. I'm like, well, I'm going to make an exception. You know.
You're like, it'll be fine.
Right, I'll pray about it.
This next guy, it actually got a little creepy for me this week.
Oh, no.
I have had a couple people
find
me on Facebook from...
Oh my God.
Dating sites. Yeah. So I actually changed my name on Facebook because I didn't want to deal with it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Is that a normal thing? Do people do that?
No.
Oh.
No. I've never had this happen before.
Oh.
So this guy's name is Ruben.
Yeah. Oh, give me a sandwich.
And.
Yes.
And. Ruben says, hi there. I seen you.
I
on
can't stand
plenty
that.
Of fish.
Can't stand it.
I know, right? You look great.
I know.
I'm new here, but would love to get to know you better.
Oh.
Do you date Muslims? You be a good bride. P.S. I have a spree you can ride on it.
Wait, what's a spree?
Oh my God.
I think it's like a scooter.
It's like a moped.
Yeah, like a moped. You be a good bride.
Is his username MuslimSpree92?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, hold on.
Crazy.
Hold on. So, if someone were to ask me in person, I was thinking about, okay, if they were to talk to me in person, what would I say? Like, would you date a Muslim? It's just like, well, I'm not against dating a Muslim. However, if we don't have the same core beliefs, I really need that moving
right
forward, and the fact that you would make a great bride. Like, not even wife. Not even, like, I can see myself living with you. Nah, you look like, marriable.
Like, I'm gonna put a ring on
right.
that.
Right? And then we'll see what happens. And then, I'll ask yeah. this dude named Allah.
Oh, my gosh, right? So that would be... That
Guys
was
just
Ruben.
Don't know what to lead with.
No,
I guess that's what it is.
It's either that, or I get a lot of, like, hey, pretty eyes.
Hey, pretty eyes.
Hey, pretty eyes. I get a lot of, hey, that's a beautiful smile.
Thank you. Like, I had 4 years of braces. Not her, I did. I cheese so hard because I'm like, this costs thousands of dollars.
You like my smile? My right. daddy paid for it.
Man. My dad used to get mad at my brother and like, because he had braces too, not as long as I did though. And so like, you know, guys doing like the typical like, you know, tough guy, like, you know, I'm a G, like in their like school pictures and stuff like that. And my dad was just like, boy, you better smile. I put $2,000 in my mouth.
That's fantastic.
He smiled for a senior picture.
Yeah, right? speaking of smiles, this next guy's name is Rex.
Oh!
Rex.
Did he have small arms? Like a T-Rex?
No, he has big arms in this one picture.
Ooh,
but
or does he?
Or does he? Yeah, who knows?
Just saying.
His headline is Life, Passion, Adventure, and Dreams of Sweden.
I don't like him. I'm so mad.
Dreams of Sweden.
Dreams of Sweden.
The most random crap ever.
What do you get from Sweden? Where's IKEA from?
Yeah, Sweden.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And chocolate banks?
I was yeah. Oh. See, I always think of like Swiss. Like, I always think Switzerland. I was like Sweden
oh, maybe
and Switzerland.
It is Swiss.
I always like.
Maybe it is Swiss flip. Chocolate, Switzerland. I think I'm wrong.
Oh. But IKEA is there.
No, IKEA is. We were right. We were on the right
okay,
track
okay,
before
Swedish
I started agreeing.
Meatballs.
So, what did I say? Rex actually has a decent line. I'm just not. I wasn't attracted to him physically. So,
that's real.
He said, "I could wake up to your smile for 200 years, but after that, I'm out of here."
That's
oh
like
my
douche
God.
Delight.
Right. So funny. Like, it made me laugh, and I was like, oh, if only you were cute. No.
That's funny.
No, I mean, big ups to him. It was great.
So, 200 years. Oof.
So I also got another message from some random guy on Facebook
hey,
this week.
Random.
So, and his name is going to be Ricardo.
Oh.
Oh, Ricardo.
Will he let you be on the show?
He sent me 4 messages in the span of an hour.
Ooh.
His picture is Kwame Kilpatrick.
No way. Stop it.
And the first...
Ricky. Ricardo is his prison name. It really is Kwame. They adopted me into the...
Right. He only gets 1 hour on the internet.
Right.
So he just
I'm gonna make
to
this count. Right. She's gonna wait for me. You know, let me just give her a couple lines.
So I didn't get parole, so you know. I gotta hit her to
you
want to
be my visitor? Ooh, he talking.
So Ricardo. He says, "Hey there." Next message. Just seen you on Plenty of Fish.
I can't stand that.
I know. I can't stand that either.
I saw you.
Yeah.
Saw.
You still single these days? I like that lipstick you have on.
Oh, well, thank you.
Next message. Hey there, girly. You date black men?
Well.
Also, black men, all one word.
As in the species. Like, oh, boy.
And then, like,
oh, boy.
Also, and then the next one. Hey, girly, how can I help you?
How can I help you?
Yeah. Like, are you finding everything okay this evening at Best Buy?
Right? You've reached the state penitentiary where you've met a fake Kwame Kilpatrick. Please hold, and he will answer your message at his most convenient
break. Oh, man. And then the last one was, hey there, girly, you still sing karaoke? I mean, I get it. Karaoke is not the easiest word to spell, but...
I mean, I wait for it to autocorrect, if I'm being honest.
But make the choice to try.
That's true. And I was an English major. Don't judge.
So that's... Yeah, that's... what is the name? Ricardo.
Ooh!
And then we have one more.
Uno más. That's one more in Espanol.
This guy's... I really wish I could tell you his name on this thing because it's ridiculous.
Oh, no. Hey, ridiculous.
So we're going to go with Russell.
Oh, ridiculous Russell.
Okay, so Russell's screen name on this particular site is Russell of the Sixth Dimension.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, how many dimensions are there?
Seven, I think. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't.
What happens after 3D? I did not.
4D, they spray water in your face. That's what happens.
Oh,
have you ever been to one of those?
No.
Yeah, at the zoo. Detroit Zoo. What up? They have like 4D movies, and you sit in there, and they give you the glasses. And then the chairs, like, when they hit a wave in the movie, the water splashes you in the face.
What? Oh,
and
that's
if there's, like wind, then the air blows in your face.
Oh, that's like when you go to the Muppets in...
Yes.
Yeah, Walt Disney World. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because then at one point, like, mice get loose, and yes. I have to pick up my feet because it freaks me out every time. It feels like there's rodents. Goodness, why? Oh, rodents. Rodents. Oh.
All right, so what did I say his name was?
You know what's funny? My old roommate, she had a pet rat named Russell.
Oh, God.
Full circle.
Russell of the Sixth Dimension. He sends me... not only can I do the robot, because this is the one where my headline is, can you do the robot?
Oh.
So he's basically saying, challenge accepted.
Okay.
Not only can I do the robot, but I'll give you a story about my robot doing skills. Maybe we rephrase that, Russell.
Yeah, I was like, robot, do... It was an episode of The Big Bang Theory.
when I was living in, I don't want to say the city, Sacramento.
Richmond. Oh,
Richmond! Good job! With an R. When I was living in Richmond, I went out to a country bar and was forced into line dancing, which I don't know how to do. Thankfully, Mr. Alcohol took over, and I did the most incredible robot you've ever seen in the middle of a big line dance. True story, ask anyone.
Ask me. Guess what? I didn't know.
Guess what?
You're
Stacey
a liar.
No.
You are
Russell.
A liar, sir. I trust
now,
you.
Now, the main reason that I picked this one, because the story's fine and everything, is the fact that his headline is in Latin.
Oh.
And it says, quid Latin dictum sit altum videtur, which I then Googled.
I was curious to say, you have to.
And it means anything in Latin sounds profound.
Yeah. I'm not mad at him.
I was very amused. I'm not going to lie.
That's funny. That is funny. He did listen. I like it.
I know, right? Maybe I should message him.
You should.
I don't know. He sent me back that message back in June.
Oh, ooh. What's the timeline?
You should message him.
I should just message him and be like, hey, I just saw that.
Right? I've been...
I definitely didn't talk about it on my podcast.
Right? Yeah. My name is not Chelsea.
No.
It is...
It's whatever my new name is on Facebook.
Just kidding. Right? Exactly. You don't know me.
So that was first impressions for the week. I love it.
I love it.
So that was it. Episode 5.
What up, 5?
We're excited.
I love it. Tara, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Tara.
We so appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome, guys. That was so much fun.
I'm
I
so
would love
great.
To be on anytime.
Heck yeah.
My best friend, Allison, is actually, she's an avid dater, too, and she has some crazy stories, too.
We will have to get you guys in the studio. We'll have to get you. We'll have, like, a girls' night. We'll all wear pajamas.
Yes.
And, like,
have pillow fights.
Right? And just watch all the guys be so sad that they're not in here right now.
And we just have to, like, giggle for no reason.
Like, every couple of minutes, just be like, no, you stop it.
That'd be awesome.
The tickles.
What are they doing in there? Why is the door locked?
All right, we're not allowed in there. What do women want?
I'm so excited.
Yay.
Well, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacey.
And this is the reasons why I'm single.
Bye.
Bye.
Pot of beret.
So Jess is in the studio
in the other room.
She's not in here, though.
Yeah, so we're
she's working double duty.
Right. First of all, shout out to Jess because
she's working doubly hard. Double the pleasure.
Double the fun.
That's the statement of a great man with double income.
Oh my goodness. When that whole this is just going to go sour.
So I just want to let everybody know, we're in here by ourselves. Our show's technically over and we're no longer paying for airtime.
Just want to make that clear.
Playing.
We were less than an hour today.
We
were like 52 minutes and 34.54 seconds.
That's the first one we've had that's under an hour.
Look at us. We just have a lot to talk about. But anyways, first of all, Jess is amazing. Yes. Like, she didn't know that she would be running a whole bunch of shows by herself.
Right.
And she's killing it. She doesn't even look stressed out. She's just being a professional, getting the job done. Even when she comes in here and she chimed in completely on point, it was great.
I'm sorry, there's a sound effect button and I had to push it.
Listen, it doesn't sound like, listen, we can no longer be lovers. My parents have found out. Again, please. And Jess, she had to do another podcast and I said, no, you were supposed to be here with me, Jess. And she said,
How are you? Oh my God. Okay, this is what we're going to do for a minute. I love it so much. We got a trumpet. Introducing
Stacey Bryant. Once I'm married, every time I'm about to like have sex, like that's gonna happen. Oh, the returning champion, the one that makes your toes curl. It's your girl,
Stacey. You better have a husband who's on board with that.
Oh, he'll have to be. Listen.
All right, what else we got on this little sound effect?
So much fun.
Somebody left a sound effect button in here, and this makes me happy.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's like a carnival, like a old timey.
Do you remember?
Welcome to the big show. 15 cents gets you into the main ring.
Oh my goodness! Don't forget to get your popcorn on the way in. Buy one, get one free. Only a nickel, y'all. Only a nickel.
Freak show in the corner.
Oh. We told Thelma not to wax her beard.
What else we got here?
Oh.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah, a cartoon.
Like Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, like the end. That could go one of two ways. Number one, like womp womp womp, like sad. Or like
this is the symbol is a thumbs down.
But then it makes then it makes me think of Chicago, of course.
Oh, right, a little and all that jazz. Okay, this one looks like an alien.
What are they going to do?
It's amazing!
Do they make it out of the podcast room or do they stick it out? Find out next week on Reasons Why I'm Single.
They're going to put this on the end of the stupid show, aren't they?
You know what? You know how artists would do a bonus track? This is our bonus track. This is for you faithful listeners. You are the people that watch the credits at the end of the movie.
I just saw Ghostbusters and did that. I waited until the end. It was very good.
Team Leslie.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters. Oh, my goodness. So my boss,
There's three more.
Next up to bat, Chelsea. Her last name.
That's real.
I'm just going to say, you don't need the public to know.
No, we don't need that. I'm just saying. There's enough of you who know. Okay. That's deceiving because there is one that has a snare drum on it.
Yeah.
And the one with jazz hands is the one that has a snare drum.
What? Wow, this is very like 40s,
50s. And this one has music notes.
Oh, no. You must pay the rent.
I can't pay the rent.
But what do I do? I'm stuck in this studio.
Yeah, see? I'm going to tie you to this railroad track, see?
No!
No one's going to save you, see?
No! If only my superhero man friend, but we haven't established a title yet, so I don't know if we're officially dating, but we will be if
he saves
me.
What's his name?
What was it? It was R. Rich... No, we used that for the city. Rocky!
Rocky loves Emily. Rocky loves Emily.
Three ninjas.
Rufio. Oh, we should have used Rufio. Oh, man.
Rufio.
Rufio. Rufio.
Man. We had such a great childhood.
I know, right? We lived in that part where we didn't have cell phones or anything. When we were growing up, our parents used to just kick us outside and trust that God had us. And
right. Then... Drink some water. All right, go back outside.
My mom would
get it from the hose. Yes, that's what my dad did.
We used to run in and out with me because I had two brothers. We'd run in and out and my mom would be like, in or out.
Yep, same
and
with my mom.
And there was always like one person would choose in and two would choose out. And then the other two would like paw at the window and be like, we're third. thirsty. And my mom would be like, there's water in the hose. And we'd just go. And we'd drink from the hose.
Okay, I'm laughing because the way you impersonate your mother just that she is like this
my
dainty,
mom is so not that woman.
Cute woman. And you're
she
just
has a
like,
tiny voice. She's a preschool teacher.
And you just made her sound like, listen.
Listen.
So, hey, Jess.
Hey, Jess, the show's been over for a while.
But we just kept
recording.
We've
been going because
so it's like
I even played the song. I even played the theme song, so you're good.
Oh.
We've literally just been doing it because we knew there was air.
It's kind of a bonus track, and it's hilarious.
And I was like, I'm like, they're so going to end up putting this on the episode.
Like, that's awesome.
We were quiet for probably like 30 seconds, and then we were like, okay, listen, guys.
Just left us.
No,
I should have
came
in on their break. I
no,
thought
you're
you guys
fine.
Were wrap up in
no,
an
so
hour.
Fine. No,
just promise
no.
us you'll listen to the end of it after the theme song.
Oh,
you'll laugh.
I promise. I promise. I
anyway,
love bonus
if
track.
You are listening, kudos to you,
yes.
And we appreciate it. And we'll
and
see
we
you next
Jess.
Week. And we appreciate Jess.
Oh, I appreciate you, ladies. Y'all are funny as hell.
All right, bye.
This is a previously recorded episode.